Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So today we have a video and it's called The Big Picture. And you know how sometimes when we see things, we need to take a step back and see the big picture. 以防我们有一种就是见树不见林的感觉，所以我们现在要做到的就是见林不见树。Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence.You see, for the first time in human history, we could look back at our planet in its entirety and see the big picture. This provided an ontological awakening. It changed our story, our narrative. It upgraded our self-image. It expanded our consciousness. New maps for new realities, as they say.You see, for the first time in human history, we could look back at our planet in its entirety and see the big picture. This provided an ontological awakening. It changed our story, our narrative. It upgraded our self-image. It expanded our consciousness. New maps for new realities, as they say.那我们首先要来看的第一个字呢，就是 entirety。entirety 呢，指的是完整性的意思。那它的重音呢，是在 tire 的地方 ，entirety。那它是从 entire 这个字来的。entire 呢，指的是全部的。那这一个字呢，有特别强调是一整个东西的全部的感觉，像是说 ，due to the unexpected rain, his entire body was soaked wet。因为这场突如其来的大雨呢，他全身都浸湿了。再我们要来看的字是 provide， provide 呢是提供的意思，它的 o 呢就发短音 e 的音，所以会 pr， v i d 的 i 呢只是发 i 的长音 provide。举例来说，你可能在办事情的时候，他们会对你说 I will need you to provide a printing version of your passport， 我需要你提供你的护照的影本。再我们来看的是 narrative， narrative 呢指的是故事啊，或者是叙事性的东西，那它的重音是在 n a 的地方，是发net 的长音 narrative， 那短音呢是在 ra 的地方。不知道前一阵子呢有没有看 Westworld 这一个影集，那他很常就提到 narrative 这一个字，那他指的就是这个世界里面有不同的故事线。另外一个名词呢则是 narration， narration 它的重音是在 ra 的地方哦，那这边 ra 就是发 a 的长音 narrationNarration 是旁白的意思。举例来说呢 ，The narration of Romeo and Juliet alone is touching。光是罗密欧与朱丽叶这个舞台剧的旁白呢，便十分令人动容了。再我们来看的是 expand。expand 呢指的是展开的意思，它跟 extend 很像。extend 呢则是指延伸。举例来说呢，要讲某一间公司扩展了，就要用 expand 这一个字，因为它有往左右的感觉，就是一个扩张、扩展。像是我们可以说 ，The franchise of Chipotle has expanded fastly in the United States。这个吃墨西哥卷饼 Chipotle 这个牌子呢，在美国迅速扩展。那如果要用到 extend 呢，延伸这一个字，那我们可以说 ，Can you extend your visit for a few days？ 你可不可以延伸你在这边造访的时间？这样子要用到 extend。那它们的名词呢，分别是 expansion 还有 extension。expansion 呢，可以用在比如说，不知道有没有人买过这个《世纪帝国》的扩充包？那我自己是买过，那它就是有 Age of Empire Expansion Pack， 就是指扩充的版本。那 extension 呢，则是用来指，比如说有些人可能会去接发，那它这边延伸下来的那个头发呢，就叫 extension。最后我们来看的是 consciousness， consciousness 呢是有知觉的，那它是名词，重音在 con 的地方发 con， sious 发 shus， consciousness 要记得它的 n 呢是在最前面这个音节，那它形容词呢是 conscious， conscious 是神志清醒的。举例来说呢， when an accident occurs， we need to check if the person is conscious before moving them around。 当有意外发生的时候呢，我们要先确保这个人是否神志清醒，才知道能不能移动他。那再来呢，还有 cautious， cautious 呢是前后都没有 n 的版本，那它是 r 前面 au 发 r， cautious 后面发 shus。Cautious 指的是小心的意思，像是我们可以说 He was extremely cautious when he was handling the newborn kitten， 他在抱那一只刚出生的小猫的时候呢，十分小心翼翼。那我们先看最后面的 caution， caution 呢其实就是 cautious 的名词，那它后面有 n 指的也是小心谨慎的意思。再来还有是 conscience， 是前后都有 n， conscience 指的是良心的意思。 举例来说呢 ，if everyone worked by their conscience, we wouldn't need any law. 如果大家都凭着良心做事的话呢，我们便完全不需要法律了。All right, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time.You see, for the first time in human history, we could look back at our planet in its entirety and see the big picture. This provided an ontological awakening. It changed our story, our narrative. It upgraded our self-image. It expanded our consciousness. New maps for new realities, as they say.Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to leave your recordings below and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!